Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Gregory A. Freeman's. Sophie, I have to ask, had you ever heard of Operation Halyard before this book?
Not at all. And honestly, that's the whole point, right? This is one of those stories that feels like it should be a blockbuster movie, but somehow it got buried.
Exactly. So here's the setup. It's 1944. American bombers are flying missions from Italy to hit Nazi oil refineries in Romania. But the Germans are ready for them, and a lot of those planes go down over Yugoslavia.
And you'd think those airmen are doomed. I mean, they're hundreds of miles behind enemy lines, surrounded by German patrols. But instead, they're falling into the hands of the Chetniks, a Serbian royalist guerrilla force.
Right. And the Chetniks have this unshakable rule. They protect any Allied airman who lands in their territory. So they start hiding these guys in mountain villages.
What gets me is that these Serbian peasants had almost nothing. They were living in crude huts, surviving on cornbread and milk. But they shared everything with the Americans. They treated them like family.
Yeah, I mean, imagine you're a kid from Nebraska and you bail out of a burning plane into a foreign country. You don't speak the language. You have no idea who to trust. And then these strangers take you in and risk their lives for you.
And the risk was real. The Germans would burn entire villages and execute anyone suspected of hiding the airmen. So every day, these families were putting themselves in mortal danger.
The book describes how a kind of underground railroad developed. The Chetniks would move the airmen from safe house to safe house, always one step ahead of the Germans.
And meanwhile, back in Washington and at Allied headquarters in Italy, the official policy was basically, don't try to rescue them. Too risky. Too hard. They're on their own.
But then you have this OSS officer named George Vujinovic. He's a Serbian-American, and he knows the terrain and the people. He refuses to let those men be abandoned.
So he starts lobbying for a rescue mission. And the plan he comes up with is audacious. They're going to land cargo planes on a makeshift airstrip carved out of a cow pasture in the middle of the night.
And I love this part, the building of the airstrip. Hundreds of Serbian peasants, working under cover of darkness, leveling the ground with their bare hands and primitive tools. They clear trees, remove rocks, all by hand.
And the airmen helped too. They had been stranded for months, and now they had something constructive to do. They watched this runway take shape, and it became a symbol of hope.
Then on the night of August 9th, 1944, the first C-47 transport plane appears out of the darkness. The pilots are flying without radar, navigating by hand-drawn maps and signal fires.
And they land on this rough dirt strip. The airmen rush toward the plane. It's this incredible moment of joy and relief.
Over the next several weeks, they evacuated more than 500 American airmen. The operation was called Halyard, and it was the largest rescue of its kind behind enemy lines in World War II.
But here's the tragic part. The Chetniks who saved them were later abandoned by the Allies. The Western powers chose to support Tito's partisans instead, and the Chetniks were branded as collaborators.
Yeah, that part got me. Their leader, General Mihailovic, was captured and executed. Their heroism was basically erased from history.
The airmen never forgot, though. Many of them spent the rest of their lives trying to repay the debt. They wrote letters, sent packages, and lobbied the U.S. government to recognize the Chetniks.
There's this one airman, Sergeant Arthur Bud Jutila, who kept a secret diary. He recorded the names of every Serbian family who helped him. That diary became a crucial piece of evidence later.
Freeman's book is really an act of historical reclamation. He brings these forgotten stories back into the light. And he shows that history isn't just about battles and dates, it's about human connections.
The takeaway for me is this. Even in the darkest times, there are people who will risk everything to help a stranger. The Chetniks didn't save those airmen for a reward. They did it because it was the right thing to do.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with more than 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Yeah, and this is one of those books that really sticks with you. It's a story of courage and gratitude that deserves to be remembered.
It really is. The Forgotten 500 reminds us that history is full of unsung heroes and that a single act of kindness can echo through generations. We'll see you in the next one.